Every year, the weekend before Christmas, my family drives down to Longview to be with friends for a Christmas party. Each guest is assigned another guest to give a gift and to write a poem for. This has been a tradition in our family for 20 years. This tradition started as a reunion. My parents and their college friends, Rob, his wife Kathy, Steve, and Bruce, would get together for a weekend reunion at Bruce's house in Longview. When Bruce married Sue, the tradition of a gift and a poem exchange began. When Sue was a little girl, she would visit her two aunts for a Christmas party, and they would give each other a gift and write a poem about the gift or the person. All of the college friends liked the idea, and the two traditions meshed together into a Christmas party. We get our poem assignments 3 weeks before the party. Everyone does poems differently, but most everyone writes their poems the day before. The first night we are there, we have a huge 4-6 course dinner, which includes salad, soup, usually mushroom, pear sorbet, and our main course, usually pork or beef roast. After that, we have hot chocolate, tea, or coffee with our desserts. We eat and drink while trying to finish our poems, often staying up till 1 or later. The next morning, we scramble to get the final touches on our poems right before breakfast. We have another big meal late in the morning. For breakfast, we eat apple sausages, huge cinnamon rolls, eggs, and fruit salad. Then we exchange our gifts and poems. It is a tradition for the youngest kid to receive their gift first, which is always me. The poem is usually long, meaningful, and about the person who received it. Everyone has known each other for almost their whole lives, so there is a lot to write about. The gifts are supposed to be some little trinket that the person can use, but is also a joke. We read our poems out loud before giving the person their gift. If the poem is really good, the grown-ups, usually the moms, will start crying. But most of the time, everyone laughs. Christmas wouldn't be the same without our Christmas party reunion.